This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Honda puts the brakes on in Pakistan. Live from the BBC World Service, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Leanna Byrne. Yes, another car manufacturer is halting production because it can't get parts and raw materials.
This is how Honda does rugged. Engineered with special off-road features to get you even farther off the beaten path.
Well, things have certainly gone a bit off track for Honda's Pakistani manufacturer. Honda Atlas Cars Pakistan says it will shut down until the end of the month. Several other car manufacturers have done the same thing there for shorter periods of time. Here's the BBC's Anbarsan Etharajan speaking to Alex Ritson.
Honda Motors, as well as Suzuki and Indus Motors, they're complaining that they're not able to import raw materials as well as spare parts because most of the cars are assembled in Pakistan. So you need to import these car parts from different countries. For that, you need to open letter of credit, LC, which you need to pay it in dollars. But the government is facing a huge foreign currency reserve problem, as we saw in Sri Lanka last year. They have less than $4 billion with the Central Bank of Pakistan. That means they can pay for imports only less than 4 weeks. Food, medicine and oil are being given priority. So automobile is in the last in the queue. But in the larger picture, there are thousands of people working in these companies. So there is a danger that, you know, these people might lose jobs. So the country is grappling with this foreign exchange currency crisis, as well as negotiating with the International Monetary Fund for a bailout loan.
What has caused Pakistan to get into this mess?
Their exports have not been growing, number one. And also, remittances from workers abroad, that also plays a key role. And third, because of this increasing oil prices, since the beginning of the war in Ukraine, you see the prices of oil going up. And fertilizer is also a key component. So when these prices go up, that means Pakistan has to pay more money than what they were paying earlier. And also, the country witnessed one of the devastating floods in recent decades. Millions of acres of farmland were devastated. People were killed. People were uprooted. Still, people are trying to find their way back into their villages because crops were ruined. So the country is going through an enormous issue in addition to the political crisis.
The BBC's Anbarsan Etharajan there. Now, let's see the numbers. Inflation in China remained subdued last month, only rising by 1% compared to a year earlier. It's an indicator that the country's reopening won't add to global inflation pressures. And Credit Suisse says it's delaying the release of its annual report for 2022. The FCC has called for revisions to the bank's cash flow statements for 2020 and 2019. The Dutch government is imposing new export controls on microchip manufacturing equipment on the grounds of national and international security. The US has been putting pressure on the Netherlands to restrict China's access to high-end chip technology. One of the world's top semiconductor manufacturers, ASML, is based there. Chris Miller, the author of The Chip War, The Fight for the World's Most Critical Technology, has been speaking to the BBC's Rahul Tandon.
What the Dutch have agreed to is restrictions on the transfer of tools that can manufacture semiconductors in the most cutting-edge fashion. And the US and Japan have also agreed to similar restrictions. And the goal of these limitations is to prevent China from manufacturing domestically the most advanced chips, the types of chips that can be used, for example, to train artificial intelligence systems.
This is important, isn't it? Because one of the world's most important chip companies, ASML, is based in the Netherlands.
Well, that's right. You really can't make an advanced semiconductor without using tools from ASML. It's the world's only producer of the most advanced type of lithography machines. And it's one of only two producers, along with a company in Japan, of the second generation most advanced. And lithography is a type of chip manufacturing, which is critical in the production of all semiconductors. And ASML has really unique capabilities that no one can match when it comes to lithography.
So what sort of impact is this going to have on China?
It is going to have a significant impact, and especially when it comes to Chinese firms that are trying to produce fairly advanced chips. China's chip makers aren't nearly as advanced as those in Taiwan or South Korea, but they've been trying to advance their level of technology in recent years, and they've done so largely by importing machine tools from companies like ASML. And now the most advanced of these tools will be illegal to transfer to China.
Chris Miller speaking to Rahul Tandon there. Now, here's a story that will probably make your stomach turn. Police are cracking down on a series of pranks that have caused shares at Japanese restaurants to plummet. It's known as sushi terrorism, where pranksters spit or tamper with food on conveyor belts found in sushi restaurants. Social media posts have led to concern from potential customers in a country famed for its cleanliness. The BBC's Will Leonardo has more details.
Police in central Japan detained three people over a video of a man licking a communal soy sauce bottle at a branch of the popular sushi chain Kudazushi, where food is served on a conveyor belt. The prank last month went viral, causing outrage online. It even led to fluctuation in the chain's share price. It's one of a spate of unsanitary attacks, known by some as sushi terrorism, that have caused disgust in the country. Other restaurants have also been targeted by people filming themselves touching sushi as it glides by on the belt and licking disposable chopsticks. The announcement of the arrests made headlines on many news outlets. One of those detained has reportedly apologised for his actions. Since the video started, some sushi chains have dropped the famed belt model, while others have promised more stringent checks on customer behaviour.
Will Leonardo there. And finally, scientists have outlined a more efficient method of removing carbon dioxide from the air and storing it in the sea. Experts believe that the widespread use of new carbon removal technology like this is essential to avoid dangerous levels of global warming. And that's it from the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. Thanks to Ali Dalbert-Hamzam for producing. Our editor was Grudeau Quitcher. And I'm Leanna Byrne. Thank you so much for listening.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.